This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Bruchim Abom, Shalom Aleichem. Hope everybody's doing well. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We are learning Simen Yud. Today we begin Simen Yud. Dinei Kanfos HaTalis, the laws of the corners of the talis. Says the Mechaber, Talis She'en La'arba Kanfos P'tura, a talis that does not have four corners is exempt from tzitzis. Yesh la yoisa me'arba chayavis. If it has more than four corners, it's obligated. Va'oisa la arba tzitzios. Ba'arba knafa, you make four tassels on the four corners. Hamru chakos zumizu yoisa, which are most distant from each other. We just said if it has five corners, six corners, seven corners, it's chayv in tzitzis, but you only put tzitzis on four of the corners. Which ones do you choose? The ones that are most distant one from the other. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, She'en la, Bein b'tchilas asiyasai, a talis that doesn't have four corners is exempt, whether it was like that when you made it originally, uvein shechasachacha kanaf echad v'asayagal, or whether you cut off a corner after and you rounded it. It doesn't matter. We don't say, well, it was once chayiv, so it continues to be chayiv. The bottom line is, right now, does it have four corners or not? If it does, it's chayiv. If it doesn't, it's pater. If it doesn't have four corners, it's pater. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mevayar Bakra. This is explicit in the Pasuk, Dechsev, Al Arba Kanfos Kisuscha, on the four corners of your garment. Vidarshinam Besifri, Arba Veloy Sholosh, four and not three. And how do I know that you're, so why don't we say four and not five? That we have a riboy. V'yoyser me'arba marbinon me'asher techasa. From the Pasuk, asher techasa implies anything you cover yourself with. Even if it doesn't have four corners, even if it has five. So you say, well, maybe Asher Techasa says even three, and Dalid says and not five. V'ibcha loinu chalamer, you can't say the opposite. She'bechlal chomesh arba, ve'in bechal sholesh arba. Included in five is four, but not included is four. Not included is in three is four. In other words, four. Five has four. Three does not have four. So therefore, it's more logical to say that if the Torah says four, five it works, because five has four as well. But three, on the other hand, is not included in four. If it has six or seven corners, you would also be chayev. Now, the Chazon Ish has a very interesting a point that the Dershu quotes, is that we know by tefillin need to be square. So would you say the corners of tzitzis need to be square, or could it be somewhat diagonal? Meaning, does it have to be a 90 degree corner? Clearly, if you're chayiv, if there are five corners, six corners, it does not have to be a 90-degree corner, because something that has five or six corners will not have a 90-degree corner. Okay, says Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Gimel, Chayeves. A garment of more than four corners is Chayev. However, says Mishnah Berurah B'yesh Poitrim, some exempt. L'chein ein lases baschom l'charchila. L'charchila, you should not make a garment which with more than four corners. Now, regarding making a bracha, you definitely can make a bracha. Regarding wearing it, it's mutar l'chol hadeos. It's just, if you're trying to fulfill the mitzvah, you should try to fulfill it according to all opinions with a four-cornered garment. Because of our prima gadam, the prima gadam writes, l'das ha-poitrim, according to those who exempt a garment of five corners, oysan talisos ketanim shalano sheyesh be'satzava. Those talis katans of ours that have a neck hole, mikamakim roif sasim, it's still mostly closed. Umiu imeira shroif pasuach. However, if it would come out that it's mostly open, yase bakalaner, you should make on the collar, shoisim achayatim ktsas agal. In other words, our talis katan it's mostly closed. So if it's mostly closed, it's considered closed and it's not considered another corner. If it should happen that it's mostly open, well then it would be rendered another corner. If it's going to be another corner, then there's going to be an opinion that you're not chayiv in tzitzis. So here it is, you're walking around the whole day wearing this garment to be mekayim the mitzvah, you're not mekayim according to all shitois. So therefore we say, round it off. Okay. It says Mishnah Berurah of Katan Daled, you make tzitzis on the four corners. If you put tzitzis on five of the corners, you're going to be violating Baal Toysef. If let's say you put on five and then you cut off one, kshera. Provided that the ones that remain are the ones that are most distant from each other. Says Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ham Ruchakas Yoser. Why? It's reasonable that you should put it on the ones that are most more recognizable than the rest. Some say that putting it on the most distant is biblical. And therefore, if you can, you should be machmer. Avam kfar nasaba, kanava karavi, evshel sakin. However, if you already made it, and it's on a corner that's closer, kagoin, and you can't fix it. Why can't you fix it? Because mantfilo is coming. Kagoin shigiz mantfilo. Yochalis mechal mekin levarch. You could rely on the lenient opinion, and you could even make a bracha. Sifbeiz. Yesh la arba. Let's say a garment had four corners, v'chasach echad ba'alaksoin, and you cut one diagonally, v'asoy shnayim, and you made it two, harinas is ba'alas chomesh v'chayavas, it becomes another two corners, and it's still chayiv in tzitzis. Says, v'shabura echad ba'alaksoin, v'adinam chasach shtei knafes ba'alaksoin, nas is ba'alas shesh, if you cut two on diagonal, now it has six corners. Let's say it was a three-cornered garment. You're wearing a triangle. And then you basically snipped one corner. Now, well, what if I took a little tiny snip? So from afar it still looks like a triangle, but up close you see it's really, it has four corners. It says, it has to be a large and recognizable cut. Look in the Prima Gadam that writes, the Davka im chasach michsas mea beged, only if you cut part of the beged, ad sha'al yidezen nira oisei hamakam kishnei karnayim. You have to actually cut part of the garment so that it looks like there are two corners. Avam loy chasach klum, rak pegima besakin, kara ba'akeren, ad shenechlak oisei hamakam l'shnayim. What if I didn't cut part of the garment? I had a triangle beged, and then I slit one of the corners. So now I have two flapping corners. If I just made a notch with the knife, besakin, kara bahakaren, I tore in the corner, achenechel goes among themselves until that place tore into two, loinasis aideizeh bas arba, it's not rendered a four-cornered garment, ache roi pasuach, until it's mostly open, ul kamon besif zayin. Take a look in the Bir Halacha. Yesh la arba v'chatach. It has four corners. You cut it. V'adinam asa mishosh kronos arba ba'ofen zeh. K'may shukas v'adake moisha. Says the Bir Halacha, there may be a minimum shear of how far the corners need to be away from each other. V'ayim b'mordechai anivitz v'asim ha'goyis v'ramah shukasav. You should have a minimum of three fingers between the two corners. Now, if the Mechaber said if you had four corners and you cut one diagonally, says the Bir Halacha v'adinam chatach be'echad min ha'koneh es chaticha ke'ein dalid v'nira al yidei zeh kishnei karnayim. Meaning, until now, the Mechaber is talking about it has four corners, and one of the corners you cut diagonally. What if you didn't cut it diagonally? You made a cut like a dalid. What would that mean? You made a cut like a daled. It doesn't mean you made a slit, because that we already saw in the Mishnah Berurah that if you made a slit, it has to be roiv pasuach. So what would it mean? You had a corner, and then you made a cut like a daled. So we're going to have to try that. So here's your garment. It's, let's say, four corner, and you made a cut like a daled. Oh, like this. You see? Meaning, the Mishnah Berurah is talking about where you went like this, where you made a diagonal cut. Yes, I always have scissors on my desk. Yeah, that's the prerequisite to make the marmor cut. So, that's the Mishnah Berurah. The Be'er Halacha is saying, I made a daled. I took a chunk. So I made one corner, I made it into two corners. So that's, I guess now the shaila is, how do you measure the three etzbois? Do you measure it from here to here? L'chaira, it would be a straight line. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll hold it over here. We'll pick it up tomorrow in Sif Gimel. Wishing everybody a wonderful day. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.